This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life, where you can break through the distractions, stop, listen, and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation so you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind and out of your heart and out of your body so you can live a bigger life. Christian meditation is a time to stop, relax, refocus, and re-narrate. Let's begin by lying flat on your back if you can. Otherwise, just sit comfortably in a chair. Uncross your legs and arms. And take in a deep breath in through your nose into your belly. And as you breathe out, focus your mind on trying to feel your body from within, so to speak. Becoming aware of the presence of your body, your feet, your hands, your legs, your arms, your head, your scalp, shoulders, torso, and you're just feeling the presence of your body with each out-breath, focusing your mind on being aware that you are a body as part of your soul. Your body is part of who God made you to be. There'll be a resurrection of your body in your eternal salvation. So you're in a Genesis 3 body now, we might say, a body of pain, conflicting, confusing desires, thorns, thistles, dust, and death, all the things that Genesis 3 describes as the world, the body we live in because of our rebellion. But it is a body that the gospel promises the hope of redemption, Paul says in Romans 8:23. So your body is eternally part of who you are. You connect with God with your body. The Holy Spirit resides in your body as His temple, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:19. So take a deep breath in and breathe out, focusing your awareness on the presence of your body and using your imagination to envision God's Spirit residing inside your body, giving life to every cell in your body. Without God's Spirit, you would not be alive. God's Spirit is your breath of life. So breathe in the breath of life that God gives you. And breathe out this awareness. The Spirit of God is in your body. The redemption of your body is the hope for which you were saved. That's what restoration, salvation will be. When Jesus returns, a resurrection of your body. You connect with God now. Body and soul, spirit, mind, heart. Your whole self. Take in a deep breath and breathe out this audible sigh. Do that a few times, taking in a deep breath in through your nose, into your belly, and breathing out a quick sigh of relief. And focus your mind on feeling every muscle in your head let go. Every muscle in your head, your scalp, back of your head, muscles around your eyes, behind your eyes, muscles in your forehead, your temples, the muscles in your cheeks just dropping, your jaw, your bottom teeth separating from your top teeth as you just let your jaw go. The muscle of your tongue just lying there all the way deep into your throat. Muscles around your neck releasing. And notice how when your whole face, your head feels relaxed, It affects your entire body that way. This can be a quick exercise that you do whenever you want to bring relaxation to your body. Just this sense of a deep breath and an audible sigh. Maybe repeat that a few times. And try to bring total relaxation to every muscle in your head, your face, your neck. And then bring your mind's awareness to your feet, your hands, your legs, arms, torso. Each out-breath, you're just feeling your entire body, letting go of tension, releasing clenched muscles, muscles everywhere softening, dropping. You no longer have to hold yourself up. You can let go. Breathe a deep breath in through your nose, into your belly, and just let out an audible sigh of release and relief. Do that again. Deep breath. Relaxed, audible sigh through your mouth. And try to keep your mind focused on feeling your entire body. Maybe in some sense, like one eye focused on your body as one eye is focused on bringing a biblically guided imagination now into your body. If you fix your imagination on the presence and the trustworthiness of God, you can develop a kind of pervading sense of well-being, a calm confidence, even when your circumstances are difficult in your life. In the Hebrew Scriptures, what we call the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah writes this to God, this prayer. He says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you." Now, in the Hebrew, what is translated here as perfect peace, and it's a good translation, but it's translating just simply the word peace appearing twice in the Hebrew. You will keep in peace, peace, those whose minds, and that word for minds is a word that means imagination, those whose imagination, those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Peace, peace, steadfast trust in you because of their mind, imagination, being focused, being steadfast on you is the idea. So the very next verse says, "Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Himself, is the rock eternal." Now again in the Hebrew, that word the Lord is God's name Yahweh, the I Am. And it's repeated three times in that verse. Trust in Yahweh, the I Am, forever. For the Lord, the I Am, Yahweh. And then it repeats it again, Yahweh, is the rock eternal. Now repetition is a poetic structure in Hebrew poetry to emphasize something. So repeated twice is the word peace, peace, and then three times, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. And then twice is the word forever, translated here forever the first time and eternal the second time. Repetition is making the point. Peace, peace comes from those whose mind is able to envision the reality of Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh being the rock eternal forever. Trust or faith is one of those things where choice precedes emotion. Biblical faith is not blind faith. You do have to trust something you can't see, but that's almost always true with everything. Biblical faith is a faith that sees the dots, so to speak, and is able to rationally connect the dots. So the dots, like the universe, the existence of the universe that astrophysicists have concluded has a beginning, you're rationally trusting that the universe was created by Yahweh. That's how it began. It didn't just pop into existence out of nothing. You're trusting that the death and resurrection of Jesus proves that Yahweh is good and loving. You're trusting that what Jesus believed about the amazing one story of the Bible is true. It's not some far-fetched coincidence, but evidence that it is ultimately mysteriously written by the Spirit of Yahweh. You're just connecting the dots. You're trusting in Yahweh because you know all the alternatives are less trustworthy. That the only rationally reliable, eternal, forever rock is Yahweh. That word rock is all imagination. God's not a rock. It's an image of stability. It's an image, this is where I have stability, in Yahweh. You're choosing, in some sense, we might say, to cling to Him, stand on Him. This is the shield of faith that Paul is talking about in Ephesians 6:16 when he says, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. He's talking there about demonic forces. Again, Paul is using an image. You have to use your biblically guided imagination to understand the verse that demonic forces are sending flaming missiles your way, slanders your way against God, against others that are important relationships in your life, against yourself, and that the shield of faith keeps those flaming missiles from setting fire to your life, so to speak. You're choosing to trust. You're choosing to connect the dots. The universe was made by God. The life, the miracles, the death, the resurrection of Jesus, it proves that if Jesus was God, then God is good. God is loving. God wants what is good for me. And Jesus believed the entire Bible was one amazing story about Him. It was one amazing story of God's creation, what went wrong in human rebellion, God's commitment to redeem and restore through Jesus. And He's going to bring a world of glory, restoration. No more crying or pain. He'll wipe away every tear when Jesus brings heaven back to earth. Right now, the Spirit of God is in me. Right now, God is present in every moment in my life. And every moment in my life is achieving an eternal weight of glory. So I can trust Him. I can have the shield of faith that says, peace, peace, to those whose mind able to envision the reality of Yahweh when my mind is steadfast because I trust in Yahweh. You will have peace, more peace in your life, the more you can focus your mind on trusting the I Am who created this entire universe, who came in the person of Jesus, and has told you an amazing story that is true. And He alone is your eternal, forever rock. You can choose to stand on Him. You're choosing to cling to Him. Often when someone is near death, or going into a dangerous surgery, and I get a chance to talk to them beforehand, I have them envision seeing Jesus. Maybe if they die, they will see Him, or are near death in surgery, they might see Him. And I tell them, when they do, to cling to Him and don't let go. I say you're trusting in Jesus. He's your only trustworthy option. He's your righteousness. He's your salvation. He's your life. He's your hope. And you are not letting go of Him. Sometimes that helps me in times of anxiety and uncertainty. I envision myself clinging to Jesus as my only hope, my only certainty, my only trustworthy option. It's not a blind faith. I have intellectual, rational reasons for doing so that to me are more plausible than all the other alternatives. And so I envision myself clinging to Jesus and trusting in Him and not letting go. And that's what the Bible is giving you as an image here in Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. So take a deep breath and breathe out this sigh of relief. And focus your mind on making Isaiah's prayer your envisioned prayer. You will keep in peace, peace, those whose mind is steadfast, because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord Himself is the rock eternal. You're trusting in Yahweh. You're standing on Him as your eternal rock, your forever confidence. When your mind is focused on Him, your imagination clinging to Him, that's when you will have His peace, replace anxiety and stress and tension more and more in your life. You're choosing to trust, in a sense, what you already know, the Creator of this universe loves you, has a will for you, came to die and rise from the dead for you, has spoken to you in His Word, so that you can take up in your mind's imagination, in your biblically guided imagination, you can take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. If you found this podcast helpful, please subscribe so you'll be sure to receive our next episode each Tuesday and Thursday morning. Our audio engineers are Diego Huaman and Matthew Matlack. Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life.